Aquino surfaced at the very end of last year's legislative session as a way to balance the new two-year budget. But earlier this year, when a $500 million surplus was announced, lawmakers distanced themselves from the bingo-like game, and a bill to repeal Aquino seemed like a done deal. Fast forward 2 months, and Aquino is still law, and the repeal bill is stuck in a legislative committee. And while Aquino has virtually no support in the legislature, as the session draws to a close, many lawmakers are taking a practical approach to the game. Democratic State Representative Matt Lesser.
I don't think there was a whole lot of enthusiasm for this either, but right now it's the law, and if we replace it, the question is with what?
The Connecticut Lottery Corporation says Aquino could bring in anywhere from $15 to $27 million to state coffers when it's up and running. But the quasi-public agency says it's nowhere near ready to launch, not because of the legislature's repeal efforts, but because agreements have not been reached between Connecticut's two Indian casinos and the governor's Office of Policy and Management. Frank Farriker is chairman of the board for the Connecticut Lottery Corporation.
The Pequot Nation had some issues with specific language, not with the deal itself. And they're working that out with OPM as we speak, I'm sure.
Farriker says once an agreement is reached, it will take 6 to 8 months before Aquino starts appearing in Connecticut bars and restaurants. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.